Hello, everyone. Welcome to the show. I'm Mike.
And I'm Sam.
Yesterday, Sam, we were talking about Mont Saint-Michel, which is a beautiful monastery on an island just off the coast of Normandy in France. It's an amazing thing to see.
Yeah, I would love to check it out because the article says the bishop was inspired, was encouraged by an angel.
That's right. Saint Aubert was encouraged by an angel back in the 700s to build a monastery. And when he did, well, it changed the island. They changed the name of the island from Montaume to Mont Saint-Michel. And since then, it's worked as a monastery with a surrounding village for a long time, more than 1,000 years. It's an amazing thing to see, and today we're going to learn much more about it. So let's check out our article.
Reading.
France's amazing Mont Saint-Michel. Today, Mont Saint-Michel is a UNESCO World Heritage Site. After all, besides having such an interesting history, the town is full of beautiful sights. It may come as no surprise that about 3 million tourists visit the island each year. There, they especially love experiencing the Grand Rue and the bay itself. The Grand Rue is a street that stretches from the village to the monastery. This stone path is lined by large mansions from the 15th and 16th century. Many lovely shops, restaurants, and cafes can also be found here. The way the bay changes during the seasons is another wonder. Many people love viewing it in the spring, when the tide is high and rises and falls at great speeds. During other seasons, the tide is low, and all the land around Mont Saint-Michel can be seen. No matter when visitors travel to the island, however, they leave blown away by its stories, streets, and scenery.
All right, well, yesterday we learned a lot about the history of Mont Saint-Michel, but what about now? What about a tourist like us? If we visit there, what would we see? Well, the article tells us, today, Mont Saint-Michel is a UNESCO World Heritage Site.
OK, 所以呢，我们看到他就说呢，现今哦，这个 today 呢不是今天，它是指现在。现在怎么样呢？现在呢，这个教堂哦，它呢已经变成了一个这个联合国教科文组织的这个保护之下的一个世界遗产了。我们看到这个 UNESCO 呢，它是一个缩写，它是表示 United Nations Educational, Scientific and Cultural Organization.
Ooh, well done. Yes, that's exactly what it is. I think Taroko Gorge, Tailuga, is a UNESCO World Heritage Site here in Taiwan. So that means it's protected. Tourists, of course, are encouraged. And I think it kind of controls what you can do there.
Like, oh, really?
You couldn't open a casino in Mont Saint-Michel
or
build a giant hotel in the middle of Taroko Gorge. They want to protect it for future generations to see and enjoy and learn from. After all, the article tells us next, after all, besides having such an interesting story, or interesting history, I should say, the town is full of beautiful sights. So, of course, they want to protect it because of this story of Saint Aubert that goes back so far in history, but also because now it's grown into just a beautiful town on its own. So even without the history, it is still very special. It's a beautiful little town on an island. That's not normal.
OK, 所以呢，我们就说为什么这个联合国组织要保护这个地方呢？他说 after all 呢，就是表示毕竟哦，毕竟不管怎么样 ，OK， 不管我们怎么吵架，我们还是会和好。After all, he is my brother. 毕竟哦，他是我弟，所以无论如何，我们都会跟他和好。After all, 毕竟的意思。OK, then the article keeps on going to say, it may come as no surprise that about 3 million tourists visit the island each year.
Wow, that's impressive.
That's a lot of million. People.
That is a lot of people. It may come as no surprise. I have to admit, I am surprised that it's 3 million, but it comes as no surprise to me that it's a popular place for tourists to go. If something comes as no surprise, that basically means you are not surprised. You would hear it and go, yeah, that makes sense. I believe that.
Okay. 好，我们看到这个片语 come as no surprise 就是表示呢没有惊喜哦，所以是在预料之中的事情。这边呢，这个岛呢这么美丽，这么特殊，所以呢它有300万，每年有300万的游客呢，这个事情 comes as no surprise. Okay, 这件事情是在预料之中，是不意外的。
So with Mont-Saint-Michel, it comes as no surprise that tourists love to visit. What is a tourist? A tourist is basically just a person who travels for pleasure. They're not traveling for business. They're not traveling for a special reason. They're traveling just for pleasure, for fun, for enjoyment. And usually, of course, tourists go to beautiful or interesting places. Mm-hmm. Places they've never been before, places they're interested in learning more about, places with wonderful things to see, great food, fun things to do, stuff like that. If you're on a holiday, you are a tourist.
Okay, tourist 这个字呢是一个名词，它表示观光客的意思。我们呢可以看到，比方说 the tourist industry, okay, 旅游业，或者是呢我们很常看到这个风景名胜这个字 tourist attraction, okay, the government turned the old warehouse into a tourist attraction, okay, 他们把这个仓库呢变成了一个观光景点名胜了。Okay, 我们看一下我们的例句咯。Tourists to Taipei often want to go to the top of Taipei 101.
Oh yes, there are many tourists there. They go to the top of Taipei 101.And then they go down to the basement to eat Din Tai Fung.
Ah, yes.
That's another thing that tourists love to do here in Taipei. Let's get back to the article. What does it say next, Sam?
Okay, the article says, there they especially love experiencing the Grande Rue and the bay itself.
Yeah, the Grande Rue, that's just the big street. This is a small town, so any street that's large is special. So let's call it the big street and the bay itself.Yeah, so they visit the Grande Rue, the big road that runs through the middle of town, and of course also the bay that the island sits in. What is a bay? Well, this noun talks about a body of water. Basically, it's a body of water that's near the coast, that's near land, and the land kind of forms like a C shape, and this is a protected area of water. It's, you know, surrounded on a few sides, on maybe half of its sides by land,And so a bay is often a good place for boats and other things to come and park and be a little bit safer from wind and waves and storms and things like that. So if you're in a bay, you're probably in a slightly protected area. If we think of down in Kendeng, there are many bays there, and a lot of the most popular beaches are in the bays because it's safer to swim with smaller waves and less wind. For example, we could say the Bay of Biscay is a huge bay off the western coast of France. If you look at France, you'll see that the west coast is kind of a C shape. That body of water, that is the Bay of Biscay.
OK, 所以呢我们看到bay这个字呢它就是海湾的意思咯。所以呢我们可以看到这边呢他们很常呢游客来到这个岛上呢他们呢通常会去这个海湾来看看同时呢他们还会去这个 Grand Rue, 就是呢他们这个最大的路。
That's right, and the Grand Rue is the big street. That's what it means in French. The Grand Rue is the street that stretches from the village to the monastery. So it's like the main street, the main road that goes through the village, and it stretches...From the village to the monastery. When we use this word stretch here, we're not talking about how you might stretch in the morning or stretch when you do your yoga. When we talk about stretch here, we're usually talking about geography, something we would find on the earth, perhaps. When it stretches, it basically goes from one place to another place, and that's probably quite a long distance. We talk about highways stretching from one part of the country to another part of the country. You might talk about a bridge stretching from one side of a river all the way over to the other side of the river. And in this case, well, the road goes from the village down at the bottom of the hill all the way up to the monastery at the top of the hill. It's the main way people would travel from one to the other. It has to cover a lot of distance, and that's why we can use this verb to stretch.
Stretch 这个动词哦，刚刚 Mike 讲到了，但是呢，不是我们课文的里面的意思呢，但是呢，它是表示伸展的意思，伸长哦。比方说呢，我可以说 I stretched out my hand for the cupcake.、Oh. OK, 我把我的手伸出去，或者是说刚刚讲说 you'd stretch a lot in the yoga class.、
Mm.
OK, 这个是伸展的意思，是伸长的意思。但在课文里面呢，我们这边是 extend, 是延伸的意思了。我们可以比方说呢 ，the desert stretches for thousands of miles. OK, 这个沙漠呢非常漫。演得很远。 OK, 我们再看一个例句哦，他说呢 This highway stretches from the north of the country all the way to the south、
mm-hmm. Now remember, it's called the Grand Rue, the big road. But、mm-hmm. if you're imagining a highway with trucks and buses and many lanes of traffic, remember, this is a small town on an island that was built more than 1,000 years ago. SoBig back then is different from big today. We would probably find the Grand Rue to be a fairly small street, but it would definitely look old. It says this stone path is lined by large mansions from the 15th and 16th centuries. Amazing. Many lovely shops, restaurants, and cafes can also be found here. Sounds delightful.Okay, so the Grand Rue is later described as a stone path. Now, a path and a road are similar. They both take you from one place to another, and they make traveling more easy. But a road is something that's been built and prepared and is probably very smooth. A path might be something that just grew naturally and is created by people and animals walking through a forest, because that's basically what a path is. It's like a very narrow road that's mainly for walking or riding a horse on, and it goes over rough ground, through a forest, over a field, something like that. If you're hiking in the countryside or hiking up a mountain, you're walking on a path. It's not a road. It hasn't been prepared and built by machines. It might be built by people, but it probably just grew up over time. So a path is like a road or a street, but it's very simple and basic. And we find it out in the wilderness. For example, Hansel and Gretel followed a path through the woods to the old lady's house.
OK, 所以呢我们刚刚解释了 path 这个名词呢就是表示入境的意思，就是呢好像我们刚刚讲的这个 road, OK, a mountain path, 一条山路。那如果是穿过什么样的途径呢，我们后面可以加上 through, OK, 比方说我们说 they found a path through the woods, OK, 他们找到一条可以穿过森林的这个路，或者像我们刚刚讲的这个糖果屋的故事，他们呢循着这条路呢找穿过了森林，找到了这个糖果屋。那 line 在这边呢它是一个动词哦， OK,它呢不是一个名词，它是一个动词，它是表示呢沿着什么东西来排成行，排了很多。所以我们这个课文里面是讲说这个 building 这个房子呢排成一整行。那呢你也可以说，比方说排队，我们可以讲说呢 ，OK， there's a long line at the shop。OK， 在这边呢有一个很长的队伍，在这边是名词的用法，当做队伍的意思。
Yeah, many streets or roads in all sorts of cities, of course,、mm-hmm. have houses or buildings or stores that will line the street. That just means they run down the sides of the street. Okay, let's get back to our article and see what it says in the next sentence. Many lovely shops, restaurants, and cafes can also be found here. So lots of things for tourists to do, places for you to sit down, take a break, maybe haveUn petit tasse de café, un croissant, or some kind of French snack like that. Unfortunately, most of us don't live in the mansions、that you find there. I wonder if they still are filled with people who live there, if they've been turned into hotels and restaurants and
things like that. I think like a very ancient mansion turned into a hotel.
I would imagine, yeah. I think living on Mont-Saint-Michel might be difficult. But back in the old days, rich people did, I guess, because they lived in mansions. And if you want to find rich people...Find a mansion and then knock on the door.
Okay, mansion 这个字是什么意思呢？我们刚刚说这个大道上面呢是被这个有这个很多的 mansion 排列在那边。Mansion 呢其实中文就是翻译为豪宅或是宅邸的意思了。比方说我们说 She lives in the mansion right next to our company. 哦，她呢就住在这个我们公司旁边的豪宅里面了。Okay, 那这个路上还有什么呢？ The article says the way the bay changes during the seasons is another wonder.
That's something I hadn't thought about. Yes, a wonder, this noun is something that's an amazing thing to see. Mm-hmm. Generally, we often talk about natural wonders of the world. I mentioned Taroko Gorge.
Yes.
The Grand Canyon or the big Niagara Falls in Canada and the U.S. These are natural wonders, and we can also talk about man-made wonders like the Eiffel Tower or the Statue of Liberty or even Taipei 101. These are amazing accomplishments or amazing natural things that are very special and very unique. Tourists will often travel long distances to go and see some of these wonders.
Mm-hmm. Okay, 所以呢，我们看到 wonder 这个名词呢，它是表示，注意到我们这边是名词，不是动词哦。它当名词呢，是表示令人惊奇的这些事物。比方说，我们常看到这个七大奇观 seven wonders， 像这些金字塔啊，这些很神奇的古迹。那 wonder 这个名词呢，除了指我们刚刚讲的这些很神奇的这个景色、很神奇的东西哦，比方说是台北一零一啊，是金字塔也好。此外呢 ，wonder 这个字也可以当成奇迹的意思。比方说，我们可以说 ，It is a wonder that he survived the air crash. OK， 这个真是一个奇迹啊，他在这个空难之中生还了。OK， 那看到我们的例句了，他说呢 ，Many people want to travel to Iceland to see the wonder of the Northern Lights.
Oh, yes, that's a wonder that's very popular these days. And of course, they have a lot of geysers and other natural wonders in Iceland, don't they? So that's a great place to visit. And hey, if you go from Taipei to Iceland, Mont-Saint-Michel's right on the way. You could stop off there for a day and then, anyways, that's just an idea. Back to the article. Many people love viewing it in the spring, when the tide is high and rises and falls at great speed. So yes, visiting this place that is an island that's affected by nature would be really interesting at different times of the year. It says the spring is a really great time to visit because the tide is high and it rises and falls at great speeds. Of course, tide, as most of you know, this noun is basically how we talk about how the moon influences the movements of the oceans. Within a day, there's going to be a high tide and a low tide. If you go to the same beach at different times of the day, you might find that, wow, the waves come up really, really high. Mm-hmm. In the morning, that would be high tide. But then at low tide, depending on the beach, you might be able to walk out for hundreds of meters without reaching the ocean. That would be low tide. And it all changes with the moon and it changes with the seasons. And yes, I can't say. I really understand it. But if you're a sailor, if you're, you know, doing things on the ocean, this kind of stuff is very important. And I think they even have charts.
Yeah.
Sort of like we have charts that can tell you, you know, on each day when the sun will go up and the sun will go down. They also have charts so they can tell when the tide will be high or low.
OK, 所以 tide 这个名词呢就表示潮汐的意思了。我们刚刚呢有讲了你可能是这个高潮或低潮，我们可以用 high tide 或是 low tide。那我们刚刚讲的这个随着月亮阴晴圆缺或者是呢我们这个时间季节的转换呢，这个可能会涨潮退潮等等。我们的涨潮退潮我们就可以说 the tide is out, OK, 是出去了还是 the tide is in, 是涨潮了还是退潮，我们用 out 或是 in。OK, 那我们看到我们句子了，我们说呢 the tide will come tonight, so we should move our tent away from the water.
Ooh, yes. Don't get caught by a high tide. You might have seen those videos, right? Someone drives their car to the beach. They leave it there for a few hours, and then by the time the tide's coming in, they can't get their car back onto dry land. That's terrible. Don't take your car to the beach. Anyways, let's look at what would happen in other seasons. We learned that in spring, the tides can be very high. It says, during other seasons, the tide is low, and all the land around Mont-Saint-Michel can be seen.
Okay.
You can actually see what would be underwater at other times of the year. That's pretty cool. No matter when visitors travel to the island, however, they leave blown away by its stories, streets, and scenery. It sounds like you'll get a lot of all of that if you get a chance to visit Mont-Saint-Michel. I'm looking forward to going.
Yes.
I don't have any plans, but I think maybe I'll start making them.
OK, 所以呢我们在课文最后的句子里面呢看到这个 no matter 加上疑问词的用法咯。OK, no matter 加上疑问词呢它就形成了一个从属连接词，它后面可以引导副词子句哦。它的意思呢就是说无论怎么样 都 OK， 无论怎么样都。我们的 no matter 加上疑问词呢，这个疑问词呢可以是比方说 what OK， 或者是呢 when 或者是 how 都可以。那呢，我们除了这个 no matter 加上疑问词之外呢，我们也可以使用疑问词加上 ever， 它是一样的意思。比方说呢，我们说 no matter what， 我们就可以变成 whatever； no matter when 就变成 whenever。OK， 我们造个例句了 ：I'm not going to believe whatever he says， 我才不会相信呢任何他说的话，无论他说什么我都不会相信。那我们可以用我们课文的这个来代换 ，I'm not going to believe no matter what he says。OK， 跟我们的 whatever 意思是一样的。OK， 所以呢，我们看到了来到这个神奇的小岛上呢，这个不管是任何东西呢，都会让你很惊奇，让你印象深刻。我们就用了这个片语 blow away。OK， 我们呢可以说 the end of this movie will blow you away。OK， 这个电影的结局呢，绝对会让你印象深刻，绝对让你很惊吓、很惊奇。Blow away 就是这样的意思。
And in Mont-Saint-Michel and many other amazing places around the world, we will be blown away by the scenery.、Mm-hmm. Scenery, this noun, basically means what you see in the natural landscape. So when we talk about a beautiful mountain view or a beautiful place you can stand on the coast and see the ocean with cliffs, all of this kind of thing is the scenery. People take pictures of it, they paint it, they write poems about it, who knows? So we're not talking about, you know, like a dirty field with a sad cow standing in the middle. That's not exactly nice scenery. We're talking about that beautiful Swiss village、
yeah.
over there in the corner with the lovely cows dotted around and the mountains soaring majestically behind them. This is the kind of thing we talk about when we really talk about scenery. Something that you'll see in the natural landscape and just go, wow, that is the most beautiful thing ever. I want to paint.、Mm-hmm. Let's come back for our chat question.
For you chat.
Okay, well, we've learned that Mont-Saint-Michel has a lot of different things for everyone. Doesn't really matter what kind of tourist you are, but let's talk about what kind of tourist you are. It says, are you usually more interested in a place's history, shops, or natural beauty?And why?
Mm-hmm. For me, I think shops.
Shops? You like 、yeah. the shopping?
I like to shop.
Okay. Yeah.
I like to see all different kinds of stuff that、mm-hmm. I can buy.
Are you the kind of person who takes two suitcases on holiday?
Yeah.
One with clothes and one that's
empty?
One's empty,
yes.
So you、
exactly.
can bring it back、yes. full of stuff. Okay, so you'd be there for the shops. I have to say I like the history, or at、okay. least knowing some of the history. Because、
mm-hmm.
then it helps me to understand some of the things、mm-hmm. that I'm seeing. And I'm not much on shops, but I think with shops I would also put restaurants and food.
Ah, restaurants.
Because I love、
exactly.
to eat and try some of the local food that people have made famous from that part of the world. So what about you? Are you a history buff? Are you a shopaholic? Or are you the kind of person who might bring some pencils or paints or a camera to capture the natural beauty of a place? Why do you enjoy that? Have a chat about that, and we'll see you back here very soon.With more fascinating articles and stories for you. See you soon. Bye-bye.
France's amazing Mont-Saint-Michel. Today, Mont-Saint-Michel is a UNESCO World Heritage Site. After all, besides having such an interesting history, the town is full of beautiful sights. It may come as no surprise that about 3 million touristsVisit the island each year. There, they especially love experiencing the Grand Rue and the bay itself. The Grand Rue is a street that stretches from the village to the monastery. This stone path is lined by large mansions from the 15th and 16th century. Many lovely shops, restaurants, and cafes can also be found here.The way the bay changes during the seasons is another wonder. Many people love viewing it in the spring, when the tide is high and rises and falls at great speeds. During other seasons, the tide is low, and all the land around Mont-Saint-Michel can be seen. No matter when visitors travel to the island, however, they leave blown away,by its stories, streets, and scenery.
Vocabulary Review.
Tourist. Many tourists come from other countries to see the Great Wall of China. Bay. The water in the bay was calm and still that day, but the ocean was rough. Stretch. The tall, wide bridge stretches across the river from one side to the other. Path. I took the path between the trees and up the mountain to the small temple. Wonder. Taipei 101 is a wonder of a building. It's the tallest building in Taiwan. Tide. Let's move our stuff away from the water. The tide is coming in.